all about making fashion accessible to everyday shoppers. A catwalk show in a London Underground train kicked off an innovative high street fashion week. For the first time, a host of mainstream stores are getting together to put the spotlight on design ahead of the exclusive shows of London Fashion Week. Retailers estimate the week will bring in an extra $200 million and nearly 500,000 more shoppers.
Here in London, this is one of the busiest shopping streets in the world, and all the stores here are taking all kinds of measures to bring the designer trends to the public.
Stylist Liz Thodey says it's possible to buy top-end styles for affordable prices.
A lot of the British designers really sort of jumped on the 80s. Animal print, but in green. Tweed's just a great fabric because it always looks really smart and actually expensive, when in fact it can, you know, probably be quite cheap on the high street.
So I've got my animal prints, I've got my tweed, I've got my 80s style. I'm going to go and try this on now.
A complete outfit for just over $200. In the current economic climate, that's an added bonus. And top designers are being forced to take note.
I think it gives everybody a little wake-up call. We all have to keep looking in at how we've done it, rather than blaming the recession. Let's give people not only what they want, but a wonderful experience as well.
Ben DeLisi was ahead of the curve and introduced a more affordable line to this London department store 15 years ago.
Someone who aspires to get into my brand but can't necessarily afford a £3,000 price point. Given the economic situation, I think we're all being very cautious and careful about how we do it, looking to a different approach to our spending and our shopping.
Others have introduced special one-off lines to high street stores, the likes of Matthew Williamson and Jimmy Choo, for instance.
For the average woman in the street, high street retailers can help translate those high street fashions, very high-end fashions, into their daily lives.
Okay, I'm ready.
Time to see if this average woman can really pull off the latest trends. High fashion, perhaps. Am I a fashionista? Perhaps not. Maybe I should just stick to my jeans and T-shirt. Leonie Lacani, CNN, London.